Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Greetings in the name of the Lord.
奉主名向你哋问安。
Thanks for being so patient with me as I share with you, First John, Second John, and Third John.
多谢你哋一路以来对我嘅忍耐，同我一齐嘅研读咗约翰一二三书。
And when these epistles were finished, I asked Pastor John, "What should I be sharing with?" In order to coordinate with what he's sharing in the book of Revelations.
当我同大家睇完咗约翰一二三书之后，我问林牧师应该查咩书可以同启示录可以有配合咧？
And he did not give much time for thinking, but then he says that Simon get into the book of Daniel.
咁林牧师又同我讲，叫我开始查但以理书。
Now I notice that is a very difficult book to read.
但以理书是一本比较难读的书。
And you have to know a lot about Jewish history in order to understand the implications.
因为里面需要明白好多犹太人的历史，先可以明白但以理书里面想讲嘅乜嘢。
The Bible is such that the Bible does not often repeat itself.
圣经系唔会常常重复自己。
So if you just read the book of Daniel without knowing what's happening in Jewish history, then you'll be completely at a loss as to the background.
如果你淨係睇但以理書又冇又冇猶大人猶太人以色列人嘅歷史嘅時候咧，你就可能會唔明白。
So we'll try to handle these two together.
我哋需要兩樣嘢一齊嘅去一齊同時進行嘅睇。
So may the Lord give me grace that I can share this message with you.
求神俾我有恩典，好叫我可以同你哋一齐嘅分享呢卷书。
And may the Lord give you patience to listen to all that.
亦都求神俾大家有忍耐嘅心，可以一齐嘅听。
So why don't we start with a word of prayer?
我哋首先开始祷告。
Father, we just thank you for this morning.
天父，我哋为到今天早晨去感谢你。
We thank you for the character of Daniel.
我哋为到但以理呢个人去感谢你。
This young man that was touched by you.
呢个年轻人被你自己亲自嘅感动。
This young man that was empowered by you.
这个年轻人是因着你得着能力，
and his three other companions,
同埋佢其他嘅三位朋友。
Lord, I just ask that let us learn from their examples.
主啊，求你让我哋从佢哋呢四个人身上学习功课。
How to stand as a godly man?
好叫我哋明白点样成为一个被神用嘅人。
We thank you in the name of Lord Christ Jesus.
我哋奉你嘅名去感谢你祷告。
Let us just look at the book of Daniel, chapter 1.
我哋大家一齐睇但以理书第一章。
And we'll start from verse 1.
由第一节开始。
Now the first verse causes us an immediate problem because it tells about the history. So let's just read this.
第一节里面已经讲咗好多历史啦。
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
第一節咁樣講，猶大王約雅敬在位第三年，巴比倫王尼布甲尼撒來到耶路撒冷，將城圍困。
And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand.
主將猶大王約雅敬並神殿中器皿的幾份交付他手。
Along with some of the articles from the temple of the Lord, these were carried off.To the temple of his God in Babylonia and put in the treasure house of his God.
他就把这器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。
So the book of Daniel started with a very grim prospect.
故此但以理书第一节初头已经好似一个比较灰的图画出咗嚟啦。
A Jewish king was besieged by the Babylonians.
猶大嘅王係被巴比倫王係掳走咗。
And you would think that, well, how would God let his people to fall into the traps of the heathens?
你就會問神點解容許呢件事發生，容許佢自己親自嘅子民係被外邦人掳走咧
？And not only that, some of the secret articles of the temple were taken off as trophies.
神的殿里面很多的器皿，很多很贵重的东西都被拿走了。
And they were taken to a heathen temple.
是被拿走了去一个外邦人的神的庙里面。
And they were actually put there as a reminder of Nebuchadnezzar's victory.
擺喺外邦人嘅神嘅廟裏面，讓佢哋去提醒佢哋自己尼布甲尼撒王嗰個成就。
And not only that, some of the Jewish people were also taken captive.
不單如此，亦都有好多嘅猶大人被掳去。
Now, mind you, the number is quite a lot, but it is still a small amount yet. Only a small sample was taken.
雖然係有好多嘅人，但係實際上呢個人喺總數裏面其實係佔一個好少嘅部分。
Because nothing will compare to the damage that will come years later on, when the entire nation was taken captive.
因為將來以後嘅事，因為到咗將來之後，全個嘅猶大人都要係被掳去，都要落去。
Now, so let us just find out why God will let this happen.
咁我哋就去睇一睇點解神容許呢件嘅事發生啦。
Now, with this background, we have to look at the rise of Babylon.
我哋就要去從去研究去睇下巴比倫係點樣嘅興起嘅啦。
Something like 300 years ago, it was prophesied.
300年之前已經係預言咗嘅啦。
And then also in the reign of Hezekiah.
其實喺希西家嘅年代已經係預言咗噶啦。
Especially in the book of Isaiah。
特別係喺以賽亞書裏面已經提過。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 39。
以賽亞書第39章嗰度咁樣講。
You know how the story goes is that the king Hezekiah had fallen gravely ill。
大家記唔記得當時嘅王係病得好重
？And he prayed that the Lord would extend his health。
當時希西家王就向神哀求，求神延長佢嘅壽歲。
So God gave him another 15 years.
神咧就容許佢再有15年嘅生命。
So once he got his health back,
當希西家王身體好翻嘅時候
，he was so happy and he was so proud.
佢好開心，亦都好驕傲，好榮幸。
Then he started to show off the wealth of his nation.
咁咧，佢就開始去炫耀佢嘅財富。
Now at that time, some nobles from Babylon came.
在當時的時候就 有一些巴比倫的貴族就來到去以色列的地方。
Now, these officials were sent.
這些貴族是被差派來。
More or less just as ambassadors.
就好像現在的大使一樣。
Because Babylon at that time was still a small nation.
在巴比倫，當時的巴比倫其實是一個小的國家。
The biggest threat to Judah at that time was Assyria.
當時對以色列人嚟講，最大嘅威脅係亞述。
It was the biggest threat。
喺當時，亞述係成為咗以色列人最大嘅威脅。
Babylon was so far away。
其實巴比倫係距離好遠。
Babylon is actually the modern Iraq。
就其實巴比倫就係現在嘅Iraq。
伊拉克。That's where all the U.S. soldiers are。
就好多嘅美國嘅兵喺嗰度打緊仗啦。
And Assyria occupied the entire space of Turkey and also of northern Israel.
亞述咧就等同於現在嘅土耳其同埋以色列嘅北部。
So it was actually at that time it was the biggest enemy.
係啦，亞述就係當時以色列人最大嘅仇敵。
So Hezekiah was so happy that he showed these ambassadors all of his country's wealth.
希西家就非常之當時非常之高興啦，就將佢好多嘅財產都去炫耀出嚟。
But God said that his pride would be punished.
神就故此神就説過就講過話係要懲罰希西家。
And the prophet Isaiah had mentioned a prophecy.
咁以賽亞先知咧就作咗一個嘅預言。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 39,
就記載喺以賽亞書第39章
verse 9,
第九節嗰度。
If you can turn to that,
以賽亞書第三十
39,
第三十九章
verse 9. Okay, read verse 8 first.
係第八節，以賽亞書39章第八節。
You have spoken to in good, Hezekiah replied. There will be peace and security in my lifetime.
希西家对以赛亚说：你所说耶和华的话甚好，因为在我的年日中必有太平和稳固的境况。
Now, if you go on a little bit back to that, you will know that God was saying that your descendants will be sent to Babylon.
如果你细心睇。 如果你細心睇嘅時候咧，神嘅話語係話你嘅後裔係會有太平穩固嘅境況。
So if you would just, sorry, go back to verse 5.
第五節嗰度，我哋睇翻第五節嗰度咁講。
You will see why.
你就會明白。
Now, Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord Almighty. The time will surely come when everything in the palace and all your fathers have stored up in this way, they will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left," said the Lord.
第五節同埋第六節咁樣清楚講，以賽亞對希西家說：你要聽萬軍之耶和華的話。日子必到，凡你家裏所有的，並你列祖積蓄到如今的，都要被掳到巴比倫去，不留下一樣。這是耶和華說的。
Fresh blood will be born to you; they would also be taken away.
咁咧就話到就話到你嘅後裔，你所生嘅親嘅兒子，你嘅後裔，將來都要去被掳到去巴比倫去。
And they will become eunuchs at the palace of the king of Babylon.And now what really happened is that, you know, Hezekiah should be sad, but instead he was happy. He said, well, if that's the case, then I should be happy because these things will not happen in my lifetime.
希西家就唔明白，希西家就唔明白，即唔係真係明白以賽亞所講嘅預言啦。咁佢嘅回答喺第八節嗰度就好似好開心講，佢話喺我嘅年日裏面必有太平和穩固嘅境況。
Well, at least, you know, if these calamities happen, they would just only happen to the people after me. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm happy.
佢似乎好似覺得呢啲嘅災禍都唔會喺我有生嘅年日裏面發生，故此我可以歡喜快樂。
It thinks like a typical politician, right?
係咪真係好似而家嘅政治家一樣咧
？Long term is only 4 years.
即其實長遠嘅時間就係可能係四年之後。
And they would not care what's going to happen after they depart from the scene, like George Bush.
咁對佢嚟講，四年之後發生嘅事都同佢無關，故此佢就唔會關心，就好似 George W. Bush 一樣，布殊一樣。
Now you would find out that God's predictions happen to be very true. That's exactly what happened.
咁你會發現咧，神嘅預言咧係極之嘅準確，喺冇幾耐之後就發生應驗咗啦。
And King Jehoiakim was actually eventually taken in chains to Babylon.
咁後來嗰個嘅王咧，我都嗰、那個
約雅敬王。
約雅敬王咧就就帶住手鏈手扣就被帶走咗。
See, that was the king that was mentioned in Book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 1.
呢個嘅約雅敬王咧就係喺但以理書第一章第一節裏面所提到噶啦。
He was one of the most ungodly kings ever.
佢係眾多唔敬畏神嘅其中一位。
The book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 1, only sets about the first Babylonian captivity.
但以理書第一章第一節咧，只係提到巴比倫掳去以色列人嘅第一次。
Later on, at the end of his reign, he reigned only for 11 years.
約阿敬其實係只係作王作咗十一年。
Later on, at the end of his 11-year reign, he was taken captive into Babylon.
在十一年之後咧，佢就係被掳去咗，被掳帶咗去巴比倫。
There was the second Babylonian captivity when the king himself was taken captive.
嗰個就係第二次嘅被掳去巴比倫。
So what really happens? The third year of his reign, the first captivity came and Daniel was taken away.
第一個嘅被掳咧就係約亞敬作王第三年，就係但以理被。
8 years later on, this king, this ungodly king, would join Daniel's company.
八年之後咧，約亞敬王自己咧，亦都被掳咗去巴比倫。
So Daniel would see his king coming in chains.
故此咧，但以理咧係應該可以親眼睇到佢自己嘅王咧係戴住手銬被掳到去巴比倫嘅。
Now history tells us that this king died in captivity in Babylon.
歷史告訴我們，這個約雅敬王在巴比倫被掳的時候就離開了，死了。
He could have been castrated by Nebuchadnezzar to become a palace eunuch.
他可能是被尼波加利撒王
閹割了，
可能是被尼波加利撒王閹了。
That's why he became a palace eunuch, and that fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah.
Jeremiah
would put a further prediction to this man's fate.
耶利米先知亦都作咗一個嘅預言嘅。
Jeremiah would say that this man would die like a donkey in captivity.
耶利米先知曾經講話呢一個嘅王咧，會將來死嘅時候咧，就好似個奴區一樣。
He would be cast out of Jerusalem, and no one would care how he died or where he died.
就好似一個嘅奴子一樣，被拋棄咗喺耶路撒冷地以外。
Now let us just take a look at what's happening to King Jehoiakim and how he came to power.
我哋或者睇一睇呢一個王點樣嘅去得權。
We have to understand that background.
我哋要明白個背景。
Because Jeremiah grew up in that environment.
其實先知耶利米咧係喺嗰個嘅境況，喺嗰個環境裡面係成長嘅。
He was only a teenager when he was taken captive in the Babylon.
耶利米先知咧係當去被掳嘅時候咧，其實耶利米係非常之年輕，可能只係十幾歲嘅啫。
So a lot of the wicked things that this king had done 8 years later on, he did not know from first hand. But whatever he knew was good enough for him as a lesson.
其實耶利米先知咧，對於呢一個嘅約阿敬王所做嘅壞事咧，因為佢年輕嘅緣故，佢唔係十分之太清楚。
Now let's just take a look at what happened to this king.
我哋睇一睇呢一個王。
And why he became king.
佢點樣可以成為一個王。
Now you have to go back to Jewish history that after Hezekiah died, he has a very ungodly son called King Manasseh, Malaseiwong.
希西家王死咗之後咧，就有一個非常之唔敬畏神嘅兒子出咗生，就係馬拿西王。
That is a very long living king.
呢一個馬拿西王咧，又年壽十分之高。
He reigned 55 years.
佢作王55年。
He was a very wicked king.
係神十分之厭惡嘅王。
Judah was filled with bloodshed, and many children were sacrificed to heathen gods, to idols, to please these heathen gods.
猶大地咧係有好多嘅無辜嘅人係被殺，有好多嘅細路仔咧係無辜嘅被殺去獻俾外邦嘅神。
And Manasseh is an infamous murderer.
馬拿西咧係一個極差嘅殺人犯，可以咁樣講。
He murders all the prophets that say against him.
佢將好多嘅先知都係殺咗。And
now he reigned 55 years.
但係咧，然而咧，佢又作王55年喎。Now
eventually at the end of his life, he repented.
到咗佢就快年終嘅時候，就快去要離開嘅時候，佢就回轉去悔過。
He died a repentant king.
佢死嘅時候係作為一個悔過嘅神去悔過嘅王去離開世界。
But that's not good enough because his son Amon came into power.
咁跟住咧，佢就有個佢嘅兒子又另外一個兒子又佢自己嘅兒子又作王啦。His son only
ruled for 2 years.
佢嘅兒子咧作王只係兩年嘅時間。Now
what really happened is that. Then his grandson came to power after his son died.
咁佢嘅兒子兩年之後死咗之後咧，咁佢嘅孫就作王啦。His
grandson is Josiah.
佢嘅孫就係約西亞。He
is the last godly king ever of Judah.
係猶大王眾多王裏面最後一個敬畏神嘅王。See,
this is a lesson that we all have to learn.
呢個功課我哋需要學習。How
come Ammon was so wicked, but Josiah, the grandson, was so godly?
點解一個家庭裏面有唔敬畏神嘅王，但又有非常之敬畏神嘅王咧？
Well, very simple, because when Ammon was growing up, all he saw was his father's evil and ungodliness. When Ammon was growing up, all he see is just the wicked ways of King Manasseh.
因為馬拿西嘅兒子出，佢親眼所見嘅，只不過係馬拿西即係佢自己嘅爸爸所做一切嘅惡事。
But when Josiah grew up, his grandfather became godly because his grandfather repented. The same king repented.
但當約西亞王長大成長嘅時候，佢就睇到佢自己嘅祖父係回轉承認自己所做嘅錯事，去歸向神。
So there are some things we have to do, remember, that will backfire to us.
所以咧，我哋有喺當中應該要睇到一啲重要嘅功課。
People that repent in their old age， It only influenced the grandchildren, maybe.
就係話，或許年老嘅人喺年老嘅時候回轉嘅時候，你可以影響嘅群眾就係你嘅孫嘅一輩。
The sons would still be affected by their wickedness.
你自己嘅兒子可能係因為你因為你從前所作嘅惡事係唔會可以回轉到。
And therefore become still ungodly.
故此依然係你嘅兒子係依然係唔懂得去敬畏神。
So my challenge to you today is that don't wait until you're old.To accept Jesus.
我對大家的挑戰就是說，不要等到你年老的時候才回轉。
Accept Jesus now when you are young.
當你年輕，可以回轉的日子裡面，就要應該懂得去回轉，歸向耶穌基督。
So you will leave a godly example and heresy, an inheritance.
故此你可以留下一個美好的見證。
See, Josiah was only 8 years old when he became the king.
約西亞作王嘅時候只係八歲，
but he reigned for 31 years.
然而佢係作王31年。
Several things that mark him as a good king.
有幾樣嘢係標誌咗佢一個好嘅王。
When he was about 26 years old, he started to renovate the temple because the temple was in ruins.
當佢26歲嘅時候，佢就開始重建聖殿，因為聖殿嗰陣時已經非常之好似一個廢墟一樣。
And second thing is that when they were renovating the temple, suddenly they saw that the law of God, God's word, the Bible was there, hidden somewhere.
當佢重建聖殿嘅時候，佢再揾到神嘅話語律法書。
And he started to read the book of Moses, and he saw how ungodly and how evil the whole nation is, and he repented.
咁佢就自己親自嘅去研讀去讀律法書，咁佢睇到佢明白到當中領略到自己嘅國家係點樣嘅去唔遵行神嘅話語。
And he led the nation in a revival.
咁故此咧，佢就帶領佢嘅人民、佢嘅民眾去復興歸向神。
But then something happened to him towards the end of his life.
到咗佢差唔多要離開世界嘅時候，有一啲事發生。
When he was about 39 years old,
當佢39歲嘅時候
，he waged war against Egypt.
佢就向埃及開戰。
Now that is a war that he does not need to wage because Egypt was not trying to fight against him, but he just somehow joined the battle.
其實佢係唔需要佢唔需要向埃及開戰嘅，因為埃及都唔係佢嘅威脅。
And so he was killed in the battle.
咁佢就喺呢場戰爭裏面離開咗，死咗。
He was killed by the Pharaoh Negro.
佢就被法老嘅人殺咗。
Now what really happened is after he died.
佢死咗之後
，all the kings that followed him were all wicked, every one of them.
佢嘅跟隨嘅所有嘅王其實都係非常之差嘅。
Judah went through 4 wicked kings after Josiah died.
約西亞死。約西亞死咗之後咧，跟住嗰四個王咧都係極其嘅惡嘅。
And Daniel grew up in that environment.
但以咧就喺呢一個嘅環境裏面，呢一個國勢裏面去長大。
Daniel was born perhaps in the last years of the reign of Josiah.
但以你大概喺約西亞係咪約西亞？
係約西亞王。
嚇，約西亞王晚年嘅時候係出世。
And then he just saw through all the wickedness that came through the country.
佢就睇到國家裏面有好多嘅惡事，係因為呢個王所出現嘅惡事。
First, they have elected a king that only ruled for 3 months.
第一件事，佢就睇到呢一個嘅王咧，只係做咗三個月。
The first king that follows Josiah is a king called Jehoahaz, Jehoahazi王。
第一個王咧就係約哈斯王。
He reigned only 3 months.
佢只係作王三個月。
The Egyptians don't like the way he ruled.
埃及人咧就唔中意呢個嘅皇帝。
The Egyptians has already killed his father, and now they don't like the son.
埃及人咧唔中意佢嘅爸爸，而家咧佢個仔亦都非常之唔中意。
So the Egyptians took him captive.
故此咧，埃及人咧就嚟掳咗佢。老咗呢個仔走。
And then after that, he died in Egypt.
咁跟住咧，呢個王咧，呢個三個月嘅王咧，就喺埃及死咗啦。
Then the Egyptians set up another king.
咁咧，埃及人咧就自己幫佢哋立咗一個王。
And this king is the king Jehoiakim that was mentioned in Daniel 1 chapter 1.
呢個王咧就係但以理書所提到第一章第一節嗰個王啦。
Now this king came in power when he was 25 years old and he ruled 11 years.
呢個王咧，約亞敬呢個王咧，就啊二十五歲嘅時候就啊就成為王，就統領咗十一年。
In his reign, of 11 years, two Babylonian captivities came.
十一年嘅統治裏面有兩。
Two invasions came.
十一年嘅統治裏面有兩次係被啊巴比倫啊係掳走咗嘅。
So you would see the kind of environment that Daniel himself was in.
咁你就明白到但以利當時嘅環境係如何點樣嘅成
長。Now, how wicked was he?How wicked was this King Jehoiakim?
我哋嚇，究竟呢一個嘅約亞敬王係點樣嘅可惡咧
？Now his reign was typified by oppression of aliens, widows, orphans.
呢個嘅約亞敬王咧係誒，佢嘅特徵咧就係咧好中意欺壓嗰啲孤兒寡婦，欺壓嗰啲外來嘅人。有好多嘅流血事件。
Let's turn the book of Jeremiah.
我哋睇一睇誒。耶利米書
Chapter 7
耶利米書第七章
Verse 5 to verse 10
耶利米書第七章第五到第十節
Because you have to know the background
我們要明白個背景
The book of Jeremiah chapter 7
耶利米書第七章
Now Jeremiah was saying that you did not rule people justly but if youDo not oppress the aliens, the fatherless of the widows, and do not shed innocent blood in this place. And if you do not follow these gods to your own harm, then I'll let you live in this place. This is exactly what the word of God says. Do not change your ways and listen to these false prophets.
第五節嗰度咁樣講，你們若實在改正行動作為，在人和鄰舍中間誠然施行公平。不欺壓寄居的和孤兒寡婦，在這地方不流無辜人的血，也不隨從別神陷害自己。其實當時王所做的事就是這些事。
See, this king surround himself with false prophets.
這個王是容許他身邊有很多的假先知。
And this king surrounds himself with all the false priests.
也都容許很多的假祭司在他的身邊。
Jeremiah was from a priestly, was from a family of priests.
耶利米係一個係一個祭司嘅後裔，
But he was the only one that was godly.
然而佢係唯一嘅一個係敬畏神嘅。
And eventually, Jeremiah's family plot against him. His whole village, his whole family of priests plot against him.
好可惜，到最後耶利米嘅家人亦都係背叛耶利米自己。
Complacency has become a public policy for King Jehoiakim.
好似凡事縱容，凡事縱容冇立場，就係成為咗約亞敬嘅一個嘅policy。Sorry.
He squandered the state funds to build a new palace.
佢要佢自己要建立一個新嘅王宮。
Because according to him, he thinks that as long as the temple of God is there, nothing can happen to the nation.
他有一個假象，就覺得神的殿還在的時候，沒有惡事可以發生。
He thinks that somehow God will protect the country, irrespective of what he did. No matter how innocent, no matter how evil he is, as long as the temple is there, he'll be all right. That's the insurance policy.
他覺得他自己無論做多少惡事也好，只要神的殿在這裡，神是不會丟棄他們，神是會保護他們。
Now, why would he be taken captive?In the book, why would Daniel be taken captive in the book of Daniel chapter 1 verse 1?
點解但以理書第一章第一節嗰度但以理係會被掳咧？被掳去到巴比倫咧
？It's very simple because this wicked king has made another bad policy. Has made a bad political policy.
其實好簡單，就係因為呢個嘅王咧。係有一個非常之唔好嘅外交嘅協議。
Because the Egyptians helped him to the throne.
因為係埃及人幫佢得位嘅。
And because Babylon seems to be so far away.
而巴比倫咧又似乎有一個非常之遠嘅國家。
He joined the Egyptians in a coalition against Babylon.
故此咧，呢個王咧就同埃及咧就聯埋一起係對抗巴比倫。
Anyone of you read watch History Channel？
有冇人睇電視機係睇歷史台㗎
Now, you would find out that that is one of the world's most decisive battles ever in the ancient times.
咁你就如果你有睇電視台嘅時候咧，有睇歷史台咧，又知道呢一個係歷史事實裏面其中一個非常之差嘅非常之唔好嘅歷史典故。
It was one of the turning points in human history, that battle.
呢個咧就係人類歷史裏面其中一個重要嘅轉捩點。
Babylon came down south to crush everyone, including the Egyptians.
因為到將來嘅時候咧，巴比倫咧係向南下，就將好多個國家都夷平。
Babylon routed Egypt.
巴比倫咧係將埃及夷平咗。
That's much to the surprise of everyone.
對當時嘅人咧係十分之出奇嘅。
And what really happened is that has caused the first Babylonian captivity.
嗰個就係第一個巴比倫將好多個人係攞走咗。
See what really happened is that Babylon punished Judah.
巴比倫其實
for siding with Egypt.
巴比倫其實當時咧就係懲罰以色列人，懲罰約亞敬係。懲罰佢，因為佢係同埃及人聯手。
And in the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 1, it actually says that a small sample of the goods in of the temple was taken away.
但以理書第一章第一節就係講到，其實當中被掳嘅人咧係只被掳嘅人同埋物係只屬少數。
And a small portion of the population was taken captive.
係當時嘅總數嘅人裡面嘅一個小嘅數目。
That was just an object lesson.
其實一個係巴比倫人要當時嘅人一個小小嘅功課。
Another thing that this king has done that's so wicked.
第二另外約亞敬所做嘅惡事係
，He started to cut Bibles and he started to burn Bibles.
佢開始將聖經係燃燒。
Dear brothers and sisters, watch out.
親愛弟兄姊妹，你哋要小心。
No matter how angry you are,
無論你幾唔高興
，Never tear the Bible. Never tear the Bible.Never do that.
千祈唔好將你嘅聖經撕爛。
You know, what I would say is that is exactly what Jehoiakim did. When Jeremiah confronted him with his evil, Jeremiah wrote down God's prophecy in the scroll and confronted him.
從前咧，耶利米先知咧係曾經將一啲神嘅預言咧寫喺一個書卷裏面，係俾一個王嘅。
He took it to this king.
佢咧就將呢啲預言咧係俾個王。
And read it aloud.
咁然後咧就嗰個王咧就叫人咧就清清楚楚、大大聲聲嘅讀出嚟呢啲嘅預言。
No, Jeremiah read it to this king.
對唔住，耶利米自己咧就將呢啲嘅預言係讀過俾呢個王聽。
Now this king Jehoiakim was so mad that he started to use a knife and start to cut this scroll away into strips.
呢個王咧，佢呢個王咧，佢聽完之後咧就好嬲，嬲到咧就用把刀咧係咁將嗰個書卷咧係撕開咗，撕咗碎。
He thinks that if he destroyed God's words, then these prophecies would not come true. Then he burns that.
佢就喺度呃自己，就以為咧，即係只要嗰啲書卷咧係撕爛咗，然後燒咗佢，咁咧神嘅話就唔會應驗啦。
You know what happened?
跟住你知唔知發生咗咩事啊
？Jeremiah asked his bookkeeper to write another scroll on an expanded version. That's even worse.
後來咧就耶利米咧就叫佢嘅寫書幫佢寫字嘅人咧就重新嘅將所有嘅神嘅預言咧再重新清楚嘅寫過出嚟。
And in this reign, the 70 years of captivity was prophesied by Jeremiah.
咁咧，耶利米咧，亦都當時咧就預言咗將來會有被掳嘅事。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 25.
我哋睇下耶利米書第二十五章。
Verse 8 to verse 12.
耶利米書第二十五章第八節到第十二節。
Therefore, the Lord Almighty says, "Because you have not listened to my words, I will summon all the people of the north."And my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and I'll bring them against this land, and I will completely destroy them. They will be an object of scorn and everlasting sin. And just go on to verse 10, or maybe we should do some reading first. Sorry.
第八同埋第九節咁樣講話，所以萬軍之耶和華如此說，因為你們沒有聽從我的話，我必照北方的眾族和我仆人巴比倫王尼布甲尼撒來攻擊這地和這地的居民，並四圍一切的國民，我要將他們進行滅絕，以致他們令人驚嚇、騷笑，並且永久荒涼。這是耶和華說的。
And I will banish from them the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of the bride and the bridegroom, the sound of millstones and the light of the lamp.
我又要使歡樂和快樂的聲音、新郎和新婦的聲音、推磨的聲音和燈的亮光從他們中間止息。
The whole country will become desolate, a wasteland, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years.
這全地必然荒涼，令人驚嚇。這些國民要服侍巴比倫王70年。
But when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nations for their guilt, declares the Lord.
第十二節嗰度講話，70年滿了以後，我必刑罰巴比倫王和那國民並加勒底人之地，因為他們的罪孽使那地永遠荒涼。這是耶和華說的。
See, this is the kind of environment that Daniel was brought up.
呢個就係呢個咁樣嘅環境咧，就係但以理成長嘅環境啦。
Now, how many of us has been exposed to such ungodliness when you are growing up? How many? How many of you have been seen wicked people?
你哋當中有幾多個人喺成長嘅過程裡面經歷見到好多嘅惡事咧，好多嘅惡人咧？
Well, many children in the United States live in slums.
好喺美國嘅城市裡面，好多小朋友咧都係一啲地區好壞嘅地區裡面去長大。
When you drive to the United States, if you drive to LA, watch out.
如果你去洛杉磯嘅時候，要小心。
You miss a turn.
如果你轉錯一個彎。
You end up in the wrong neighborhood.
可能你去到一個比較惡劣嘅地區。
And chances are that you will be robbed and killed before you leave.
可能你都你可能都走唔甩，可能你會俾人搶劫啊，甚至會連條命都冇咗。
Just at the stop sign, they will kill you.
有甚至乎咧，有時咧喺個停咗車喺個 stop sign 嗰度咧，可能都有人開始會同你打劫噶啦。
Same thing would happen to you if you're in Detroit or Chicago。
或者你喺底特律嘅時候，同樣會有呢啲事可能會發生。
And most of these crimes would be done by teenagers or children。
可能咧搶劫你嘅人咧係十分之年輕，可能得10-10幾歲或者幾歲都可能有。
Who grew up in a family of drugs and violence？
因為佢哋呢啲嘅小朋友咧，係一啲喺啲嘅藥物啊毒販裏面嘅成長，毒販嘅家庭裏面嘅成長。
Daniel grew up in that environment。
其實但以理嘅境況，成長嘅境況亦都唔係好好。
Because Daniel was a noble。
其實但以理係一個有名譽嘅人。
He grew up in the palace。
佢喺一個王宮裏面去長大。
But so he has got first-hand experience of the wickedness of this King Jehoiakim.
佢喺王宮裏面長大嘅時候咧，佢就親自嘅目睹約雅敬王所做好多嘅惡事。
But yet he remains undefiled.
但係然而佢立志要喺神嘅面前唔沾污自己。
You would know that from the book of Daniel in chapter 1.
喺但以理書第一章裏面可以睇到。
Nebuchadnezzar has plans for him. Nebuchadnezzar has got plans for Daniel and his three companions.
我哋可以睇到尼布甲尼撒王咧，當時咧係容許但以理同埋佢嘅朋友係一齊嘅，三個嘅朋友一齊嘅。
You know what the devil's plan is?
你知唔知道魔鬼嘅計謀係咩咧
？In chapter 1, it says there are 4 things that the devil would do to our young people.
第一章裡面講到咧，描述到咧魔鬼嘅計謀咧有四樣。
The first is that the devil will try to go for our youth leaders.
第一個計謀咧就係撒旦嘅計謀咧就要攻擊嗰啲年輕人先。
Especially youth leaders, especially youth with potentials. That is the people that the devil would go after.
第一個撒旦嘅目標咧就係專係對嗰啲年青人，同埋係年青可以將來成為領導嘅人，佢首先嘅攻擊。我哋睇下但以理書第一章。
Another thing the devil would do is watch verse 4。
第二個計謀咧，就喺第四節嗰度講到。
The devil would take these men, handsome, showing aptitudes, every kind of learning, well informed, quick to understand, then they would have to serve the king's palace. And they would be taught the language and literature of the Babylonians.
第二個計謀就是講到第四節那裡講到就是說這些年少沒有殘疾相貌俊美通達各樣學問知識聰明具備 足能設立在王宮裡面的 要教他們加勒底文的文字和言語
Indoctrination
就是要潛移默化讓他們
I have a niece that, that got a they got a scholarship to study in Oxford University.
我有一個外甥女是有獎學金可以去牛津大學那裡讀書
She used to be a God-fearing girl when she was in Hong Kong.
她在香港的時候是依然是一個懂得去敬畏神的年輕人
She studied from a Christian school.
她在一個基督教的學校裡面去讀書
And when my mother goes to Hong Kong for a holiday, she will even teach my mother how to pray.
當我媽媽從前去香港度假的時候我這個外甥女曾經教過我的媽媽怎樣向神禱告
But once she enters Oxford, things were completely different
但這個外甥女去了牛津大學讀書的時候事情就有180度的改變了
When she studied science and graduated at the top of the faculty
她就讀了科學系最後畢業的時候成績非常好是第一位
And her professors has taught her that God did not exist.
她的教授是教導她說神是不存在的
And she has to write essays, scientific essays.
我的外甥女當時是要寫一些論文
And all of these essays were somehow trying to please these professors who are ungodly people.
她寫論文是要讓她的教授高興
All the faculties, all the subjects that she studied, sociology, psychology.
她所讀的科目,例如好像心理學、社會學。
They all say that God does not exist.
這些所有的科目都同樣教她說神是不存在的。
So now she has become an atheist.
她現在就成為一個無神論的人了
But that's not to be too surprised because in England nowadays, the atheists are now trying to have advertising programs in British buses saying that God probably did not exist, so enjoy life, you're going to die tomorrow.
其實心裡面都不需要太過驚訝 因為現在整個英國的風氣都不是很好 甚至乎有些人想在電視台裡面去賣一些廣告 故此我們可以享受現在的生活就可以了
The British are now calling themselves in a post-Christian period of their history
英國人形容他們現在的時候是後基督教的年代
That is, they as a nation have abandoned the faith completely
他們作為一個國家似乎是將他們的信仰完全拋出去
The nations that send us godly missionaries called Hudson Taylor has now become a non-Christian country.
這個從前是將很多的宣教士、中心的宣教士好像戴德生一樣的宣教士去送出去其他國家的國家現在轉過來
The nations that have sent up William Cowley as a missionary to India has now been converting most of its churches to Hindu temples. In London.
英國是從前是將中心的傳教士送到印度的現在他在本土裡面將很多教堂都轉過來是轉了印度廟
See, this is exactly what's happening. This so-called higher learning has polluted the minds of the youth.
這些所謂的高等教育是將年輕人的頭腦污染了
The message of the Chaldeans of the Babylonians is exactly doing that to Daniel and his companions.
其實當時但以理書所說的叫他們要學加勒底文的文字言語那個用意也是一樣要將他們的思想污染過來
They want them to be indoctrinated to become an ungodly person, but yet Daniel resisted.
是要將這四個年輕人重新改過來叫到他們去順服巴比倫的那些習俗
Let's look at verse 5
我們看看第五節
The king assigned them a daily portion of food and wine from the king's table, and they were to be trained for 3 years, and after that they were to enter the king's service.
这个第五节就这样讲，说王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒每日赐给这四个年，给这年轻人一份，养他们三年，满了三年之后就叫到他们可以在王的面前侍立。
You all know that Daniel has rejected that wine.
大家都很清楚知道啦，但以理是拒绝这样的食用。
Because all of this food and the wine, they were at one time offered to idols.
因为其实这些的膳食，这些的酒是从前曾经都是是献过给那些外邦的神的，那些偶像的。
So that's the reason why Daniel rejected that food.
故此呢，但以理呢，是拒绝去参与。
And you know, if the king find out, they would all die. For rejecting the king's grace.
但當時的危機就是說，如果王是知道但以理是拒絕的時候，但以理的生命是會有危險。
See, Daniel refused to compromise.
但但以理是拒絕去妥協。
The devil is tempting our people to compromise.
撒旦的工作就是常常要我們去妥協。
Have anyone heard about Obama's inauguration coming up?
大家知不知道接下來星期二美國的總統新總統要宣誓了？
Anyone of us got invited?
有人被邀請去？
No, they say a few Canadian students were had the honor of being invited.
就說
But not me.
聽聞呢，就有幾個的加拿大的學生是被邀請去。
And in the White House presidential inauguration, normally there was some personthat will say the prayer for the nation, to bless the house.
在白宮總統宣誓的日子裡面，通常呢，會有一個人是會為謝飯作禱告。
是要為這個國家祈禱。
Oh, okay, sorry.
為那個政黨祈禱。
Oh, sorry. 為國家政黨祈禱。
And you know who they choose?
你知不知道他們選了誰？
They choose Rick Warren, the one that wrote Purpose Driven Life.
咁咧，佢就請咗一個嘅牧師，就叫做 Rick Warren。
You heard about him, right?
大家都聽過 Rick Warren 係咪
？They asked this pastor.
咁佢就問呢一個嘅牧師。
To see grace for the nation, to bless the House of Representatives, to bless the White House.
Okay, 就係為到整個國家，為到眾議院上議院一同嘅禱告。
And they asked Rick Warren to also bless the president.
咁咧，亦都叫到 Rick Warren 咧，為呢個總統去求恩。
But you know what Obama told Rick Warren?
你知唔知Obama 同 Rick Warren 講乜嘢啊？
Don't be too one-sided on your prayer.
Obama 就叫Rick Warren 唔好太偏激，唔好只係一。
Try to be more general in your blessings.
嚇，就叫佢廣泛一啲嘅禱告。
Try to be more tolerant.
叫佢嘅禱告裏面咧，又表揚咗一啲嘅容忍。
On other non-Christian faiths，
就係咧容忍咩咧？就係容忍其他唔係基督教嘅國
嘅宗教。Now that puts him right on the spot. He is now really in trouble.
咁咧咁奧巴馬咁樣講咧，就可能係犯係做好好似一個係一個錯啦。
Do you know what Obama stands for in human rights？
大家知唔知道奧巴馬作為一個總統喺人權裏面係有啲咩嘅代表咧？
He supports abortions on demand.
就係話咧，佢係贊成婦女係墮胎。
He supports that. He said he's a pro-choice person.
佢係容許婦女有所謂嘅有選擇。
So how can you ask Rick Warren to bless him?
咁我哋點樣可以叫Rick Warren 一個基督教嘅牧師去為呢個總統祈禱咧
？I just hope if I'm Rick Warren, you know, God will strike me with a huge disease or something, so I cannot be there.
咁我
I'd be terribly ill, okay? So someone else can do it.
咁 Simon 咧就心裏面有祈禱咧，就希望咧 Rick Warren 牧師咧就病咗咧就唔使去啦。
Because he has accepted that invitation.
因為 Rick Warren 咧已經接受咗呢一個嘅邀請。
Now many churches are now criticizing him for taking that.
咁好多嘅教會咧都話 Rick Warren 咧接受呢一個嘅邀請咧係唔啱嘅。
And you know when he was campaigning for President Obama, has got all these wicked charms that he has hide as his keychains.
咁咧，奧巴馬咧喺個鎖匙裏面咧有好多嘅古靈精怪嘅嘢。
He's got the rosary. He's got the cross.
佢咧有有天主教嗰個玫瑰經嗰啲 GG 啦。
And he and he's got he's got a Buddha。
咁咧佢又有又有一個佛像。
And he's got a Hindu god。
有印度教嘅像。
He's got two Hindu gods in his keychain。
有兩個印度教嘅像。
One is the monkey god。
有一個其中一個咧係馬騮王。
摩羅叉馬騮精。
馬騮精。
And also he has got Ganesh, which is the elephant head and human body god. How wicked that is!
其中咧，亦都有一個咧係象嘅，係象嘅人，係象嘅頭，人嘅心，人嘅身。
So he's carrying all that in him, hoping all these gods can bless him to become the president.
咁咧，你可以想象一下啦，呢個將來要成為美國嘅總統嘅，佢嘅鎖匙裏面有咁多嘅偶像。
Now, how can I bless a president like that?
我哋點解即係點解會有一個咁樣嘅總統會出嚟嘅咧
？But that is exactly how the king of Babylon is trying to promote to Daniel.
同樣地咧，尼布甲尼撒王咧就係用同樣嘅計謀咧，要咁樣嘅去污染呢啲年輕人嘅頭腦。
You would now have the honor of eating the same food that I'm eating.
你要食我所食嘅嘢就係曾經拜過偶像嘅。
I give you 3 years of education to get a bachelor's degree。
我俾三年嘅時間你去學習。
And you will be given the highest intelligence of all my of all the princes in my palace. You get the same education。
我點樣嘅去教養我皇宮裏面嗰啲嘅王子？你同樣嘅都受到呢啲所謂嘅高等教育。
You take my scholarship。You eat my food. Now you serve me.
你學我要教你嘅嘢，你食我要食嘅嘢，然後三年之後你就可以服侍我。
Now worst of all.
最差嘅。
Look at verse 7.
第七節裡面。
The devil wants them to change names.
撒旦係要讓佢哋改變佢哋嘅名字。
This is the fourth temptation.
呢個係。第四個嘅誘惑。
This is the fourth plan that the devil has for our young people.
呢個係撒旦對年輕人所作嘅第四個嘅計劃。
The chief official give them new names.
太監長就幫佢哋起新嘅名字。
To Daniel, the name is Belteshazzar.
但以理嘅新名就係伯提沙撒。
To Hananiah, it is called Shadrach.
哈拿尼亞嘅新名就係沙德拉。
To Mishael, it is Meshach.
米沙尼的新名就是米撒。
And then to Asra, it is Abednego.
阿撒尼亞的新名就是阿巴尼哥。
But you say, hey, you know, there's no big deal, right?
咁你就會話改名都唔係冇乜稀奇啫。
You know, like I don't have an English name when I come to Canada. You know, my Chinese name is Yu Ming.
我嚟加拿大嘅時候咧係冇英文名嘅，咁我嘅中文名就係 Yu Ming。
But then, you know, Simon is the name that I got here.
Simon, 呢個名咧係我嚟咗之後先有。
So a lot of us that don't have English names, we have English names when they come here, so people can say our names a bit easier.
係啦，咁啊，好多人咧嚟到加拿大之後咧，都有個英文名，咁等人哋叫你嘅時候咧，就方便佢哋。
But is that really what it means for Daniel?
咁但係喺但以理嘅時代，係咪就係咁簡單啊？
No.
唔係喎。
The name of Daniel is called God is my judge. It's called a judgment of God.
但以你嘅名字嘅意思咧，就係神係我嘅審判者。
But the name Belteshazzar means you are protected by the idol Baal.
巴提沙撒嘅意思咧，就係話咧，你係會被偶像保護。
Hananiah means Jehovah is my giver.
哈拿尼的意思就是说耶和华是我的供应者。
Shadrach means you are the servant of a moon goddess.
沙德拉的意思就是说你是某一个偶像的仆人。
You are the rejoicing servant of a, you know, of an evil goddess.
你是那个的，你是那个凶恶的女神的仆人。
Michelle was actually mean that who can be like Jehovah?
Mysali 嘅意思咧就话谁能像耶和华咧
？And Michelle actually, now the name sounds not much of a difference, but the Babylonian name from Michelle is actually To imitate the false god Baal.
米撒嘅意思咧，就係話咧，去抄襲嗰個偶像。
Azariah means that Jehovah is my helper.
亞撒尼亞嘅意思就係話咧，耶和華係我嘅幫助者，係我幫助。
Abednego means you are the servant of the evil god Nego. The Babylonians worship many gods.
阿巴尼哥咧就係嘅意思咧，就係話咧係其中一個嘅偶像嘅神嘅
嚇尼哥叫做一個假神叫尼哥。
係咯，OK OK， 阿尼係就係話呢個假神嘅仆人咯。
Then you be the servant of that. See, this is exactly what the world wants our young people to fall into.
嗱，呢一個就係話到呢個就係話撒旦係要讓我哋嘅年青人陷入呢個境況。
The devil has a plan for our youth.
撒旦係對年青人有一個嘅計謀。
The devil wants to get all of our youth leaders.
撒旦係要我哋嘅年青嘅領袖。
The devil wants to indoctrinate us.
就係要我哋嘅年青領袖嘅頭腦裏面去潛移默化去改變。
The devil is forcing our young people into compromise with the world.
就要年青人去妥協。
And the devil in verse 7 means the devil is claiming dominion and dominance over your life. The devil wants you to become its slave.
撒旦就係要嗰啲年青人係成為佢哋嘅仆人，係可以統，好讓到撒旦咧可以統領到呢啲年青人嘅心。
Now then comes back to my main point. How come Daniel is so strong? How can he resist that?
我嘅重點，咁我翻到嚟，我嘅重點就係話點解但以利可以點解可以更加嘅堅強，企得咁穩？
After he came from such an ungodly environment,
佢喺一個咁惡劣嘅境況裏面去成長。
It's something like, you know, someone grew up in the in the slums of New York Harlem, and now he went to the slums of Los Angeles.
佢似乎好似喺佢似乎咧好就好似放得我哋而家喺紐約嘅一個貧民區裏面去成長，嗰個惡劣嘅貧民咁嘅惡劣啦嚇。而家咧就去到洛杉磯同一個惡劣嘅境況裏面去成長。
You see that he has perhaps jumped from a pan into the fire. How can he resist all these temptations?
佢點樣能夠可以拒絕呢啲咁多嘅引誘咧
？How come Daniel become so godly?
點解可以成為一個咁咁尊敬神嘅人咧？
I wonder about that all the time.
我成日都喺度諗。
There's a Chinese saying that ivory cannot come out from a dog's mouth.
有一句嘅中國話就係話。
狗口出唔到象牙。
聽都未聽過，狗口出唔到象牙。
Okay, that somehow you know it's very difficult for good to come out from bad.
就係話咧，就係話到咧，唔好嘅嘢咧係出唔到好嘅嘢嘅。
I often wonder about it.
我成日都喺度諗。
So as I prayed.The Lord has given me guidance.
咁神就俾我有亮光。
God has given me several reasons.
神就俾咗我有幾個嘅理由。
Why Daniel can be so tough?
點解但以理可以成為一個咁堅強嘅人
？You would, if you would remember in Jeremiah chapter 25.
如果大家記得耶利米書第二十五章。
When was the prophecy about the 70 years of captivity taken place?
記唔記得咧？耶利米先知講到秘掳預言秘掳即係七十年嘅時候喺邊度講嘅咧？喺邊個時段講嘅咧
？That actually happened just right before Daniel was taken into captivity.
嗰個其實當時咧就係啱啱喺但以利未秘掳之前啱啱講。
You would just read chapter 25, verse 1 to verse 12.
如果大家睇
for the sake of time, let's not go back to that. But if you read it closely, you will find out that prophecy about the 70 years captivity just happened right before Daniel's captivity.
大家自己可以花幾睇喺耶利米書第二十五章第一到第十二節嗰度講嘅預言。其實讀講嘅時候咧，就剛剛喺但以理未被掳之前所講嘅。
So just before he was captured, he heard Jeremiah's prophecy that the Jews would be taken into Babylon for 70 years captive.
故此，我哋係可以相信，但以理咧係聽到耶利米講話，猶太人係嗰啲以色列人係要去被掳去巴比倫七十年嘅時間。
And strange enough, even though he was in Babylon, Jeremiah has influenced Daniel throughout all of his life.
好奇怪，雖然但以你個人係喺巴比倫嗰度，但係佢個心佢嘅思想係被耶利米所影響咗啦。
Jeremiah has never set foot in Babylon.
耶利米本人呢係從未去過巴比倫嘅。
But yet Jeremiah has become Daniel's mentor even when he was in Babylon.
但係耶利米呢就成為咗但以你嘅教師。雖然他從來未立足過喺巴比倫，
because the letters that Jeremiah wrote was widely circulated to the captives.
因為耶利米所寫嘅信咧，係喺巴比倫被掳嘅人當中咧，係十分之流傳，係大家傳嚟傳去讀嘅。
As a proof, go to the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 2.
個證據咧就係喺但以理書第九章。
Chapter 9.
Yeah,
verse 2.
但以理書第九章第二節嗰度。
In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures according to the word of God that was given to Jeremiah the prophet that the desolation of Jerusalem will last 70 years.
就係第二節嗰度所講話，就是他在位第一年，我但以理從書上得知耶和華的話，臨到先知耶利米，論耶路撒冷荒年的年數70年為滿。
So no matter how bad an environment you grew up with.All you need is just a good teacher.
故此，無論你嘅成長嘅環境係幾差，你所需要嘅係一個好嘅老師。
All you need is just a godly presence in your life. That person will make the difference in your life.
你所需要嘅就係一個好嘅老師，係敬畏神嘅老師。
And secondly, what is the original name of Daniel?
第二點就係話，但以你嘅名字嘅原意係咩啦？
Daniel's name is called God is my judge, or the judgment of God.
第二個但以你嘅名字咧就話耶和華係我嘅審判，或者審判係屬於耶和華嘅。
So Daniel saw the judgment right away. The moment this prophecy of Jeremiah 25 is mentioned, then comes the first Babylonian captivity.
故此咧，但以你當佢睇到第一次嘅巴比倫掳走咗嗰啲嘅人嗰啲嘅物嘅時候，佢就睇到神嘅審判。
So, the fourth point that I'm saying,
我所講嘅,
as to why Daniel remains so strong,
我所講嘅話, 點解但以你可以咁堅強, 咁站立得穩,
is that he has a godly example in his life.
就係話到佢嘅生命裡面有, 有屬神嘅, 榜樣。
You know why Jeremiah is such a good influence?
大家知唔知點解耶利米係一個咁好嘅影響力咧？
It's not only through the words of God that he wrote.
唔單止係透過佢所寫嘅神嘅話語。
It is Jeremiah himself is such a tough person.
而係耶利米本人係一個十分之堅強嘅人。
He gave Daniel a godly example.
佢成為咗但以理一個好好好嘅榜樣。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 26.
我哋大家睇下耶利米書第26章。
Now that was the time when the prophecy of 70 years captivity came. The entire nation was mad with Daniel,
就是,
with Jeremiah for making that prophecy.
就係講到話耶利米係預言咗話個國家係會被掳七十年嘅時候，講咗呢個預言之後咧，整個嘅以色列人咧就對耶利米咧係十分之惱怒。
All the false priests and the prophets.
好多。
We're saying bad things about Jeremiah.
好多嘅假先知、假祭司就講好多嘅惡言，係對耶利米講好多嘅惡言。
The king and the government says that Jeremiah is guilty of treason.
就係講到咧，就話到咧，耶利米咧係賣國。
And his whole family was against him.
而甚至乎耶利米自己嘅家人咧，亦都係對佢唔好。
Have you ever been alone under such circumstances?
你哋大家我哋自己有冇試過一啲孤單嘅時候咧？覺得全世界都唔聽我哋背叛我哋咧。
The city of Vancouver had a problem with the Olympic Village.
咁温哥華市咧對係搞呢個2010奧運嘅時候咧嗰個奧運村咧係出咗啲嘅問題嘅。
Now they over budget $800 million.
因為佢哋嘅預算咧係過高。
And what really happened is that there is a Chinese girl that was fired because she objected the way that the city handled the money.
曾經咧係有一個嘅中國嘅女子咧係反對嗰個嘅反對錯原先嘅預算嘅，咁佢講咗佢講咗呢句話，即係佢反對咗之後咧就俾人炒咗。
The entire city hall was against her。
整個嘅市政府咧，即係温哥華市政府咧，都係反對佢嘅。
She started to write letters of her concern to the city manager, her boss。
咁佢將
started to email her。
咁咧，佢就寫咗個 email 俾嗰個市嘅經理。
Her boss gave her a warning。
佢嘅 boss 咧就佢嘅上司咧就警告佢。
Then the boss took half the power away from her。
咁咧就呢、这個佢嘅 boss 咧就首先咧將嗰個中國嘅女子咧一半嘅權一半嘅職責咧就拿開咗。
She used to have 500. She used to have 500 people working under her. Suddenly she got only 200.
曾經咧佢係有佢嘅之嗰個女子之下咧係應該管500個人嘅，咁後來咧只係得200個人喺佢嘅管理之下。
They took away all the decision-making power from her.
咁咧將佢所有佢嘅決策權咧都拿開咗。
But she still wants to voice her complaints.
咁但係然而呢個嘅中國嘅女中國人嘅女子咧都堅持將佢嘅將佢嘅擔憂係講出嚟。
So a few weeks before Christmas,
就喺然後咧就喺聖誕節之前嘅幾個禮拜。
The city manager called her in.
咁呢個市政呢個市嘅經理咧就叫佢入佢個辦公室。
Human resource was there, okay. It's always a bad thing. Okay, when your boss calls you in, human resources sitting right next to you.
咁人事部人咧，亦都喺個 office 裏面辦公室裏面。
Saying you're fired.
就話俾佢知你已經被炒啦。
We give you the option to resign.
我哋而家俾一個選擇你，你可以自動辭職。
Because you're completely incompatible to us.
因為咧，你所講嘅嘢同我哋嘅理念咧係互相係背，即係唔配合嘅。
So they put her out of city hall.
咁咧嚇，咁呢個女仔咧，即係呢個女仔咧就被炒咗啦，就離開咗市政府。
Now a few weeks later, the new mayor came。
咁過咗幾個禮拜之後咧，嗰個新嘅市長就開始啦。
The new mayor fired the city manager right away。
咁咧呢個新嘅市長咧就第一樣嘢做嘅咧就係將呢個嘅嗰個市嗰個經理就炒咗。
And now the project has gone into tremendous trouble。
咁呢？咁而家咧，嗰個嘅好多工程咧就預見好大嘅困難啦。
And what really happened is that the group of male newspaper has been publishing, you know, the Chinese girls' concerns.
咁咧，我哋加拿大嘅其中一份嘅大嘅報紙《Globe and Mail》咧，其實咧就一路都有報導過從前呢個中國人嘅女子所提出嚟嘅擔憂。
And saying that many of her worries have now come true.
咁現在咧，呢個女子從前所擔憂嘅金錢上面嘅擔憂咧，現在已經應驗咗，睇咗啦。
She's just being fired for being incompatible. That she does not fit in.
咁佢被炒咧，就因為話佢所講嘅嘢咧，同當時嘅領袖咧係唔配合嘅。
This is something I want to tell all of our young people.
我想同一啲年青人講。
You know what it takes to be a man?
你知唔知道成為一個真正嘅人需要啲乜嘢啊
？Is that sometimes you would refuse to pray along？
就係話你有啲時候你係需要企硬。
Your conscience would tell you.
Say that again.
Your conscience would tell you.
嚇，你嘅良心咧係會你應該要聽你嘅良心，你嘅良心會對你説話。
And for the godly Christian, God's words would tell you to stand up like Daniel.
對於基督徒咧，我哋要。我哋亦都要同樣聽我哋神嘅話語會對我哋説話。
So let's turn to chapter 26 and see what's happening.
我哋睇下耶利米書第二十六章。
Let's look at verse 10.
第十節，耶利米書第二十六章第十節。
So what happened is the priests, the prophets, all the people, the entire government took Jeremiah to court.
就係話咧，當時咧所有整個嘅。以色列嘅民眾啊，嗰啲嘅首領啊，就將耶利米咧就攞到去殿嘅新門口嗰度，去控告佢。第十節嗰度講話。
When the officials of Judah heard about these things, they went up from the royal palace to the house of the Lord and took their places at the entrance of the new gate of the Lord's house.
第十節，猶大的首領聽見這事，就從王宮上到耶和華的殿，坐在耶和華殿的新門口。
Passing the death sentence to Jeremiah has now become a national recreation.
他们是想他们似乎是想耶利米是处死，想将他处死。
They want everyone in the nation to know that Jeremiah will have to be executed.
他们好像想所有的人都知道，他们想耶利米是死。
First the priest came.
首先就是那些的祭司来到。
Then the administrators came.
然后就是那些的领袖来到。
And in verse 10, they actually got all the princes from the royal house, all the nobility came.
咁跟住咧就皇宫里面所有嘅人都嚟啦。
You know who that include? Daniel was there.
你估当中包括咗啲咩人咧
？Daniel was there.
当中我相信但以利系喺其中。
Daniel was caught up.
但以利系睇到目睹呢啲。
To watch the trial of Jeremiah.
但以利系目睹呢一个嘅过程，耶利米被。
Let's read verse 11.
第十一节咁样讲。
Then the priest and the prophet said to the officials and all the people that this man should be sentenced to death because he has prophesied against the city, and you heard it with your own ears.
第十一节，祭司、先知对首领和众民说：这人是该死的，因为他说预言攻击这城，正如你们亲耳所听见的。
Now, when the whole nation is against you, did you back down?
假若当所有嘅国民、整个国家都系攻击你嘅时候。你会不会退下来
？But Jeremiah did not. Let's read 12, verse 12.
但耶利米没有让步。
Then Jeremiah said to all the officials and all the people, "The Lord has sent me to prophesy against this house and the city and all the things you have heard."
耶利米就对众首领和众民说：耶和华差遣我预言攻击这殿和这城，说你们所听见的这一切话。
Now reform your ways and your actions and obey the Lord.Then the Lord would relent and would not bring the disaster He has pronounced against you.
第十三节，现在要改正你们的行动行为，听从耶和华你们神的话，他就必后悔，不将所说的灾祸降于你们。
As for me, I'm in your hands. Do with me whatever you think is good and right.
第十四节，至于我在你们手中，你们眼看何为善，何为正，就那样待我吧。
What a man!
哇，何等样的人！
Would you like to be a Jeremiah?
你想唔想成为耶利米一样啊
？He's the only one that stands against the whole nation.
佢系一个人独立嘅，系对抗整个嘅国。
Jeremiah has become the lost conscience of the nation.
耶利米就成为神喺以色列人当中嘅良心。
And he's put his faith into the hands of the Lord and the people.
耶利米将个信心系俾个嘅神，俾佢自己嘅神。
As for me, I'm in your hands.
耶利米亦都同嗰啲嘅人讲话：，你哋中意点样做就点样做啦。
I speak God's words to you.
我将神嘅话语话过俾你哋知。
This is exactly what manhood is. It's to do the right thing in the worst of times.
我哋就系需要呢咁样嘅行为，就系话喺适当嘅时候做正确嘅事。
You can throw away your entire future, even your life, to stand for what's good and right.
或许我的将来，或许我的生命是 有受损，但这个然而都是为了正义，为了正确。
Many people would not become this man, Jeremiah, even though they may be 80 or 90 years old.
很多人或许到了80岁、90岁都不可以成为耶利米这样的人，有这样的品格。
You know how Jeremiah was at that time when he made the prophecy? He would be about 40 years old.
耶利米当时当时的时候大概只是有40岁左右。
And Daniel was about was just a teenager when he saw all that.
但以利本人当时应该是一个年轻人十几岁。
See, do you have such godly examples around you?
我们当中有没有这样属神的榜样在我们的当中呢周遭呢
See, most of us would like to hang around with our buddies.
我们很多人呢都喜欢跟自己的朋友一起。
But a few people have a godly mentor like Jeremiah.
但好少嘅人咧，好似但以理一样有耶利米咁样嘅属神嘅榜样喺当中。
And today, Daniel see his mentor in action.
就系话但以理睇到佢嘅属灵嘅榜样系活生生嘅喺人群当中做见证。
Now, what happened to Jeremiah after that? Just read further.
咁跟住
from verse 15 onwards.
跟住耶利米發生咩事咧？第十五節嗰度就有講到啦。
Be sure, however, if you put me to death, you bring the guilt brought on yourselves and this on this city and those who live in it. For the truth of God has sent me to speak all these words.
第十五節嗰度就講話到，但你們要確實地知道，若把我致死， 就使無辜人的血歸到你們和這城並其中的居民了，因為耶和華實在差遣我到你們這裡來，將這一切話傳與你們耳中。
Now, what really happened to Jeremiah? Read verse 26.
第二十六節。
Verse 16.
第十六節嗰度講到。
Then officials and all the people said to the priests and prophets, "This man should not be put to death. He has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God."
首領和眾民就對祭司、先知說：這人是不該死的。因為他是奉耶和華我們神的名向我們說話。
And these people now start to remember the scriptures about other prophecies concerning the doom of Jerusalem.
呢啲嘅首領就好似即係彷彿突然間嘅記得起神以前所講嘅話，就係話到將來嘅災難，將來唔好嘅日子。
They certainly remember Prophet Micah who had said a similar prediction, but he was not condemned to death.
他們好像突然間記得起先知們好像彌迦一樣，從前說過作出了一些預言，但彌迦是從來沒有受過這些待遇而死的。
Somehow they appear to forget the prophecy of Isaiah.
他們又好像彷彿是忘記了先前以賽亞曾經所說過的預言。
So Jeremiah was now thrown into jail.
現在跟著耶利米就是被入了監裡面。
And he remained in jail for the next 30 years.
他就被送入了監裡面，在監裡面留了30年的時間。
When Babylon eventually invaded and destroyed the entire city, that was the only time he was freed.
當巴比倫是將整個的以色列國家是掳去的時候，就是那個時候耶利米才可以得到釋放，得到自由。
The Babylonians set him free.
是巴比倫是讓耶利米得到自由的。
How many Chinese pastors saw the same fate?
其實有好多其實有幾多個嘅中國嘅牧者係有同樣嘅遭遇啦。
In 1949, when the communists took over China.
1949年中共係掌管中國嘅時候。
Many Chinese pastors were thrown in jail.
當時有很多的牧師是被送到去監獄裡面。
Many would sit in jail for the next 30 years until the Gang of Four got kicked out and Deng Xiaoping came back.
很多的牧師呢都是在監獄裡面度了幾十年的時候，直到四人幫出來。
See, what I'm saying is that God has actually appointed to us this godly man as our example.
我想跟大家講就係話，神係讓一個嘅屬神嘅榜樣喺我哋嘅當中。
So in conclusion, I would have to say that there are four reasons why Jeremiah would not compromise.
我想完結嘅時候，我想講四個重點，就係話到耶利米點解係唔妥協。
First, he has heard about God's words.
第一個就話佢聽到耶利米聽到神嘅話語。
He has heard about God's words about the prediction of the 70 years captivity, and that happened right away.
第一個就係話到第一個就話到佢聽到神嘅預言，話到話到嗰個國家，話到佢嘅民族係要被掳去巴比倫70年，然而咧又已經即刻嘅就應驗咗啦。
And secondly, his name is called Judgment of God.
第二個原因，但以理唔妥協就係話到咧，但以理明白自己嘅名字就係話神但以理嘅名字就話神係神係嗰個嘅審判或者審判係屬於神嘅。
And thirdly, he himself has lived through that the time of exile.
第三個嘅原因咧就係話但以理本人係喺被掳嘅日子裏面去。經過親身真真正正嘅經歷過。
But God's words are with him all the time, even during times of exile.
就話喺被掳嘅日子裏面，唔好嘅日子裏面，神嘅話語依然嘅喺佢嘅心裏面，依然每日嘅與佢同在。
And fourthly, he has a godly influence. He saw faith in action in front of him.
第四個嘅原因就係話，但以你睇到一個活生生嘅榜樣，一個活生生嘅見證係喺佢嘅面前。
You know why our young people is rebellious?
大家知唔知道點解我哋嘅年青人會有反叛嘅行為啊？
You know why our young people becomes ungodly？
知唔知道點解嗰啲年青人會即係唔懂得去尊敬神啊？
It is because they don't have godly influence in their lives。
係因為佢哋嘅生活裡面冇屬神嘅榜樣去影響佢哋。
They do not see it from their parents。
因為佢哋冇喺佢哋嘅父母當中身上睇到。
Many from Christian homes have rebelled。
有好多個基督教家庭裡面嘅小朋友將來都有反叛嘅行為。
Because their parents claim to be believers, but yet their lives are completely ungodly。
因為好多個基督教家庭裡面雖然外表係話基督教，但係實質生活裡面冇基督嘅榜樣。
You have to watch out。
我哋要小心。
There was a Chinese couple. Well, there was a couple I knew from the other big church.
我從前咧係認識過一對嘅基督徒嘅夫婦。
I knew him all these years. Back 30 years ago, I knew him.
其實我認識咗好多時間，好多年日，30年以前我已經認識佢哋。
We were both accountants.
我哋都係做會計嘅。
He got to see a year after I do.
咁佢都係佢攞到佢嘅專業嘅牌咧，係喺我一年之後。
We graduated in the same year from the university.
我哋係同一年喺大學畢業嘅。
And then he went into public practice like I do.
咁然後咧就大家都分開咁出嚟，即係做嘢。
At one point we were talking about becoming partners.
咁我哋曾經咧有講過話，不如一齊開公司。
But yet he felt that Edmonton cannot prosper him.
但係咧，佢後來就覺得Edmonton 嘅唔可以令到佢發財。
So he left his family。
咁佢就離開咗佢嘅家庭。
He's left his wife and kids here in Edmonton。
咁佢就將佢嘅細路仔同埋太太都留低。
And he went to Hong Kong to work for his brother。
咁佢自己咧就翻咗香港同佢嘅兄弟一齊嘅做嘢。
And he got offices in Hong Kong, in Canton, and in Shanghai。
咁咧，佢就喺香港有辦公室啦，喺廣東啊，喺上海啊都有辦公室。
Now this man is divorced。
咁而現在咧，呢個人咧已經離咗婚。
He's got other women。
佢有另外一個女人。
And the funny thing is, his brother's business also went into trouble。
咁好奇怪嘅就係佢嘅兄弟嘅生意亦都有難處出咗。
He used to hold a large dealership。
咁佢哋
in French mineral water。
咁佢哋從前咧就從前咧就喺嗰啲礦泉水嘅生意裏面咧有一份。
But they lost the dealership。
咁但係跟住咧，即係嗰個牌照咧就佢哋失去咗。
Now I don't know what happens to him financially now。
咁我現在咧就唔係好清楚佢嗰個財政狀況啦。
He's still supporting his wife and kids in Edmonton。
咁我相信佢係仲有經濟上面支持佢嘅細路仔。
I see him once a while coming back。
嚇，咁我有時候都見到佢翻嚟。
But he's got other household he's got other family ties now in Hong Kong or in China。
咁但係我知道即係佢喺香港啊，喺大陸啊，都即係可能有佢自己另外一個家。
For what does it profit a man if he were to gain the whole world but suffer the loss of his soul?
聖經裡面所講話，人若得著全世界，但係賠上咗自己，有咩益處呢？
Stand up for a person like Daniel。
我哋需要好似但以理一樣咁樣嘅堅持站立。
Admire him and learn from him。
要懂得去從佢身上去學習。
And let's conclude by a word of prayer。
我哋大家低頭祈禱。
Father in heaven, we just thank you today。
天上嘅父親，我哋感謝你。
We thank you for the godly example of Jeremiah。
我哋感謝你喺你讓到我哋睇到耶利米一個點樣嘅屬神嘅榜樣。
Who stand firm amongst all the happenings around him? About when all the people in the world is against him, he still stands firm.
就係當全世界都攻擊佢嘅時候，佢依然喺你裏面站立得穩。
Lord, I just ask that you would just raise up the many Jeremiahs in this congregation.
主啊，就求你喺我哋嘅当中，亦都同样嘅去兴起，好似耶利米一样嘅人。
Let us not be weary。
当我哋让我哋唔好去疲倦。
Because Jeremiah would never know that he would have a pupil called Daniel。
就好似耶利米一样，佢当时系唔知道将来佢不知不觉间会有一个嘅学生，好似但以理一样。
Lord, let us learn from Daniel。
主啊，亦都帮助我哋去学习但以理。
How he would resist it.The plan of the devil in his life.
學習佢點樣去抵擋撒旦嘅引誘，撒旦嘅計謀。
That Daniel would not compromise.
就係學習但以理點樣嘅唔妥協。
That Daniel would learn from your words.
就係學習但以理點樣嘅從你嘅話語裡面去親自嘅學習。
That Daniel would see a godly example in his life.
學習但以理點樣嘅喺佢嘅周遭裡面去揾到屬神嘅榜樣。
That he can become still a godly man amongst the heathens.
學習但以你怎樣的在外邦人當中依然可以成為一個屬神的人。
Lord, we just ask that you would just bless our many young people that are born in this country.
主，我哋求你，求你祝福我哋當中好多喺呢個國家裏面出世嘅年輕人。
Let us be like Daniels.
讓佢哋好似但以理一樣。
That they would not forget their roots.
讓佢哋唔好忘記佢哋嘅根。
That they would not forget you, the Lord.
讓佢哋唔好切叫讓佢哋切勿忘記你，千祈唔好忘記你。
We thank you in the name of Lord Christ Jesus.
主，我哋奉靠你嘅名去感謝你。
Amen.